And we are back in the studio after the bye week. We are now in week 9 of the 2024 Mid-States Football Association regular season. No game to recap this week as the Wildcats are coming off of a much-needed bye week. The Wildcats are home again this weekend as they prepare to face the Cardinals of Concordia. We'll get into the preview of that game, and we'll get to hear from Coach Rohde as well. With that being said, I'm Gannon Parker, and welcome back to This Week in Wildcats Football. As per usual, let's take a look at the scores and standings from across the MSFA after Saturday's action. Plus, we'll get a look at the top 10 rankings in the NAIA. Taylor defeated Lawrence Tech 48-30. Concordia shut out Siena Heights 9-0. Defiance College rolls over Madonna 55-27. St. Francis of Indiana beats Marion 31-28. St. Francis of Illinois beats Judson 63-12. And Olivet Nazarene beats St. Xavier 21-6. Moving over into the standings, we'll start with the Midwest League. St. Francis of Illinois and Indiana both at 2-0 in the conference. St. Francis, Illinois sits at 6-1, while the Cougars of St. Francis, Indiana sit at 6-2. Marion is 1-1 in the conference, 5-2 overall. Olivet Nazarene 1-1 in the conference, 4-3 overall. St. Xavier 0-2 in the conference, 4-4 overall. And Judson 0-2 in the conference, 1-6 overall. Moving over into the Mideast, the Wildcats and Concordia both 2-0 on the conference standings. As for overall, the Wildcats are 7-1. Meanwhile, Concordia is 4-4. The Trojans of Taylor University 2-1 in the conference, 6-2 overall. Siena Heights 1-2 in the conference, 2-6 overall. Defiance still has yet to play a conference game. They are 3-5. Lawrence Tech is 0-2 in the conference, and they are 1-6 overall. And Madonna is 0-2 in the conference and 0-8 on the season. Moving over to the NAIA rankings, Kaiser is at number 1. They are 6-0. Grandview out of Iowa is 7-0. Indiana Wesleyan maintains their number 3 spot despite the bye week. They are 7-1. Montana Western at 6-1. They are at the 4 spot. Morningside is at the 5 spot out of Iowa. They are 7-1. St. Thomas out of Florida, 6-1 at the 6 spot. At number 7, Benedictine from Kansas is 7-1. At the 8 spot, Northwestern out of Iowa is 6-1. Southern Oregon is 7-1 at the 9 spot. And rounding out the top 10 is Dort out of Iowa. They are 6-1. Those are your scores and standings in the MSFA and your top 10 rankings in the NAIA. Indiana Wesleyan looks to exorcise some demons of years past as they get set for the Concordia Cardinals. Last year, the Wildcats looked to put the exclamation point on an undefeated regular season and the 2023 Mid-States Football Association Championship under first-year head coach Andrew Rohde. The Cardinals played the spoiler, knocked the Wildcats out of the top four, and set them up for a difficult road in the playoffs. Concordia has dominated this series historically, winning 4 out of 5 games all time. The Cardinals sit at 500 on the season, coming off of a shutout win against Siena Heights. This Wildcat team is looking to make a stand and prove they aren't the same old Wildcats that the Cardinals have seen in years past. Coming into this game, there are huge implications for the Wildcats. This is a Cardinal team that is on the last stretch of games that they will ever play. The university is shutting down all athletic programs after this academic year. They have nothing to lose coming into Saturday's game, and I would not be surprised if we see these Cardinals take a lot of chances. Right now, they're 4-4. Historically, like I said, they have dominated this series. Now, for those of you who really like stats and interesting ones, the home team has been victorious all 5 games of this series, 4 of those games being in Ann Arbor, Michigan, 1 of those games being in Marion. All 5 times, the home team took the victory. The Wildcats are at home this weekend to play the Cardinals. So just based on analytics, you would say the Wildcats are going to win. But this is an interesting matchup. This is a Wildcat team that really felt like they should have beaten Concordia last year, set them up for just, you know, a much tougher stretch in the playoffs. They had to go down to number 6, which means they lost home field advantage farther into the playoffs. Right now they sit at number 3. Would not be surprised if they move into the 1 or 2 spot by the end of the season. Kaiser and Grandview have been playing really good football as well, so it'll be really interesting to see how all that plays out for the Wildcats. But once again, would not be surprised if they move into the 1 or 2 spot. We'll talk more about that. But earlier this week, I was able to sit down with Wildcats head coach Andrew Rohde to discuss Saturday's matchup.
All right, so coach, coming into really the final stretch of games, only got 3 more, hosting Concordia this week. coming off a bye week, how important was it, not just for the coaches, but for the players and the team overall, to have that bye week and get some much needed rest?
I think we used it well. I think we got ahead on some things, and we worked on some things that we needed to work on to improve offensively and defensively and special teams. But I think we also used it well in terms of we did get our guys off the field a little bit, and we got them some mental and physical rest. So I think our guys have been pretty fresh and ready to go as we've kind of continued to work to prepare for Concordia this week.
So as you're coming off a bye week, have the guys been able to redial in and become refocused, or has that been a bit of a challenge this week?
I wouldn't say it's been a challenge. I mean, I think anytime you take 3 or 4 days off, I think mentally they've been able to dial in. I think you take 3 or 4 days off, and physically that first day back, you're kind of getting back into the swing of things a little bit. So there's been a little bit of that, but I think overall it's been really good.
So, Coach, after this week, you guys still maintain the number 3 spot in the NAIA. How close were you paying attention to things going on, not just in the MSFA, but across the NAIA this past week, despite not having a game?
I think every week we take a peek at it. We talk about it as a team on Mondays just to kind of be aware of who's winning, where's everybody at, and kind of what's the landscape of the NAIA in general. We talk about it for a few minutes as a team, but I think I look at the games and see who won. I know Morningside had a big win over Dort. But at the end of the day, I mean, none of that stuff really affects how we play on Saturday. So I think our focus always comes back to just what we're doing.
Coach, you're playing Concordia. Second time you've been able to play them, first time here at home. Last year, a bit of an unfortunate end to the regular season, having to travel to Michigan and taking that loss, which really bumped you guys down in the rankings. Does that play into the minds of the coaches and players here, or are you guys just trying to take it one game at a time?
I think it's impossible to say that it doesn't play into our minds at all, in that, I mean, it's something that happened in the past, and we're watching some of that film as we prepare for this week. Yet at the same time, I mean, we were a very different team last year. So were they. Our strengths are different. Some of their strengths are different. And last year, I mean, they came out and outplayed us. I think it was senior day for them, and their guys came ready to play, and we were a little bit slow off the jump and never quite got going the way that we needed to get going. But I think our guys are going to be ready to go this week, and either way, it's going to be a tough battle. Concordia's got a great defense. They've started to figure some things out offensively that has allowed them to score some more points, after they lost a few quarterbacks in fall camp. But so it's going to be a challenge with these guys.
And I guess just going based on that last question here, what kind of challenges did the Cardinals present to your Wildcat team?
I think Josh and that whole staff, they do a great job. Defensively, they're maybe the best or one of the best defenses in the whole league, both talent-wise and schematically. Again, Josh and Matt, that crew of guys, do a great job with that defense. So it's going to be a tougher weekend for our offense, without a doubt. But then offensively, they do a lot of quarterback run stuff. With that new quarterback who was a former safety after they lost a few guys, he stepped back there. And I think as you've seen him progress through the season, he's kind of gotten a little bit more of a rhythm. They figured out a little bit of what they need to do to move the ball and score points. So it's going to be tough with quarterback run stuff. And defensively, it's going to be a challenge for us moving the ball on those guys.
All right, appreciate it, Coach. Best of luck to you.
Thanks again.
Once again, that was Wildcats head football coach Andrew Rohde. Always a pleasure to catch up with the coach and talk to him about the upcoming matchup. So I really appreciate him taking time out of his day to do that during the week. But this is going to be a really fun game to watch, I think. The Cardinals are coming off of a 9-0 victory against Siena Heights, all 3 field goals. They were led by Colmy Commisher, who's their quarterback. He went 12 for 25 for 62 yards. No touchdowns, no interceptions, so he did a nice job taking care of the ball. He's a dual-threat quarterback. He had 20 rushing attempts for 77 yards. His longest was 27. James Carpenter, their main back, went 10 attempts for 50 yards. His longest was only 13. Receiving, the wide receivers really not able to get involved. Tavion Warren had 7 receptions for just 34 yards. His longest was 12. And then Jordan Garcia, 1 catch for 13 yards. So for the Wildcats, defense is not going to, I don't think, is going to be an issue this week for the Wildcats. They have been able to shut down really good offenses. They just shut down the Trojans a couple weeks ago. Granted, they didn't really have the most ideal quarterback situation. They're a ground-heavy team, And I think for the Cardinals, they're going to have their hands full. They got a really tough defense that they got to go against. As for the offense, the Cardinals just pitched a shutout, like I said. They won the game 9-0, so the defense really was the reason that they were able to come away victorious from that game. For the Wildcats, got Antoine, you got Whitwell. I have a feeling we're going to see a heavy dose of Whitwell and Cage on the ground. This is a Cardinal team that is allowing around 329 yards per game. It's 123 on the ground and 206 through the air. They're also averaging about 20 points given up. As for their offense, they're averaging 347 yards, 191 on the ground, just 155 through the air, and they're averaging 28 points scored. So almost, it's very level, and I mean, it makes sense. They're a 4-4 team. They're 500 on the season, but I wouldn't count out this Cardinal team yet. We talked about this earlier. Concordia is cutting all athletic programs at the end of this season, meaning this is the last stretch of games that the Concordia Cardinals will ever play in football. The saying goes, a desperate team is a dangerous one. I wouldn't say the Cardinals are desperate, but they have nothing to lose. So it's similar mindset of desperation where it's like, hey, let's just go out there and try and play spoiler. They did it last year. The Wildcats by far were the better football team last year, but the Cardinals played well in that game and they did what they needed to do. So I think for the Cardinals, the storyline to follow is they have nothing to lose. I'm expecting them to take a lot of chances. They're going up against arguably the best Wildcats football team that this program has ever seen. For the Wildcats, storyline to follow for them, last year's game, it is a grudge match. The Wildcats have historically been dominated in this series. They're 1-4 all time. The only time they won, it was 2 years ago, 2022. It was a home game. So for them, their main goal is just getting the victory. Coach Rohde has done a nice job just keeping this team focused, saying, hey, they're just a team. They're not like any, there's nothing different from what we've seen. One game at a time, we want to make sure that our guys are ready to go and just treat this like a normal game. Obviously, there's some ghosts of years past, especially last year, and I'm sure that might be lingering in the mind of some of these players, but for the most part, Rohde has done a nice job just keeping them focused on, hey, guys, this is just another team that we got to play. Let's not worry about playoff seedings, playoff implications, any of that stuff. I talked to him a couple weeks ago. They do not really focus a ton on what other teams are doing. Coach Rohde specifically emphasizes the fact that they just need to take it one game at a time and focus on what they do rather than what other teams are doing. And I think that includes teams of years past. They don't care about what their team did last year. They're just focused on this year, and I think that's the right mindset to have going into this game. If you get wrapped up in all the hype, all the pregame stuff, all of the history, you can lose focus on the task that's ahead of you, and that can be very detrimental to this football team. So it'll be interesting to see how the Wildcats come out of the gate. I think a hot start is going to be crucial. They've had a really solid start, at least on the offensive side of the ball, in their past five games of the season, and I expect that to continue against this Cardinals defense. Few things to get into. Penalties. I've said it before, and I will say it again. Penalties could be the death mark of this Wildcat team. They're winning every battle in the stat category, including penalties. They are committing more penalties. They're giving up more yards per game than their opponents, and that's been the story in every game. It's just been silly, sloppy mistakes that we've seen from this Wildcat team, and I'm sure Coach Rohde has put specific emphasis on that, especially going late in the year. This is not an issue that you want to carry into the playoffs when you play good, solid, disciplined team that play complementary football. So for the Wildcats, I think this could be a make-or-break moment for penalties in this game. They still have two more games after this one. They'll travel to Siena Heights next week, and then they're at home for Senior Day against Lawrence Tech, and then that'll wrap out the regular season. Not to speak too early, but it seems like the Wildcats should be in the playoffs. I don't think there's any doubt about that, but this is something that needs to get cleaned up for this team. Otherwise, we may see an early exit again in the playoffs for the best team in Wildcat football history. But overall, I still expect the Wildcats to come away victorious. I do not think that this game will be close. I'm going to predict somewhere between a 20 and 30 point victory. I don't think it'll be a blowout like we've seen against Taylor and against some of these other teams like Marion. but I still think the Wildcats will be able to put the Cardinals away early, and they'll keep them down. Kickoff for the Wildcats and Cardinals game is at noon Eastern time. I'll be on the call for it. And that's all for this week in Wildcats football.